This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You ain't got no job, and you ain't got S to do. Anyone name that movie?
No, I can't.
No.
The movie's called Friday.
Okay.
It's Fridays. It's an old school, you know, Chris Rock. I'm trying to remember who else is in it. A bunch of, like, old school, like, rap people. That kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So they in that movie, they featured something that is not something I personally partook in as a child, but something that I'm aware happened and happened frequently, and that is sugar sandwiches.
What is that?
That's two pieces of bread with sugar in between.
That's disgusting.
Now, I participated in a slight variation of this, and that is a potato chip sandwich when I was a child. So,
okay.
You know, them generic boxes of potato chips where it comes like two bags in a box or whatever.
Were the inventors of this technology ever publicly identified?
I do not know. All I know is that one day...
I don't think they were. So a shadowy group of people just showed up and conspired to convince you to eat that. And on their advice, you did. I'm not judging that. I'm just pointing it out.
So,
well, every marketing department of every country in the world is literally a conspiracy.
That's true. If those events happened, then they also wiped my mind because I believe that I invented potato chip sandwiches. Now,
a lot of people disagree.
I understand that. But as far as I knew, no one else had invented potato chip sandwiches at the time I invented them. I learned later in life that there's such a thing. There's a term for it when people, you know, around the globe invent the same thing almost simultaneously. There's a term for that. I can't remember what it is now. But so it's entirely possible for anybody who has been left with nothing but potato chips and bread in their household to have invented the potato chip sandwich, which is exactly what happened to me.
I need a recipe, though. Is it just potato chips? Is there mayonnaise on there? Is there a piece of meat or cheese? Or is it just bread, potato chips, bread?
It's bread, potato chips, bread.
No mayonnaise or mustard?
It's a potato chip sandwich. It's not a potato chip sandwich deluxe. It's not a potato chip sandwich supreme with, like, sour cream and olives and mushrooms.
Oh, gosh.
You know, no, it's a potato chip sandwich. Two pieces of bread with potato chips. Now, you can do a variation on this, of course. You could do, like, you know, corn chips, you know, and that was a corn chip sandwich instead of a potato chip sandwich or whatever. And so, you know, do what you will.
So I've been trying to. I want to get back to the very first story. The idea.
Well, we were going to move on, but sure, why not?
The idea that conspiracies don't exist.
They totally exist.
That is the most unfounded conspiracy theory that I have ever. What could have suppressed all of the conspiracies in the world without a massive conspiracy to do so?
Well, it seems like they're using the
term
differently.
There must be conspiracy theorists unless the conspiracy theorists are right and they've been stamped out.
So the word conspiracy is a word, and then, like, to conspire is a thing, but it seems like they're taking it out of that context of the regular definition of those words, and they're just terming people conspiracy theorists, which is someone who is just spouting nonsense or not following the proper narrative.
Yeah.
So it seems like they're not using the actual definition of this word as they do, where they just change... You know, Webster dictionary definitions of words as they
exactly
want to.
This is exactly what George Orwell warned us about.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
The thing is, I'm not even convinced it was a warning. He was a socialist, okay? So if you want to get your ideas implemented, what do? Write them down so people can read them.
Agreed.
Manifestation.
We can talk more about this, of course, but first let's go to Dave Ridley calling. Dave Ridley of the Ridley Report. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how good of a job have the Texit people done of keeping you guys up to date on what they're doing? Like, have they been calling in?
Me personally, very poor. I haven't been paying any attention to the Texit people or the Texit situation or progress that's been made in Texit.
Okay, so I guess I'm filling an appropriate niche in that case. I've been trying to listen to most of their podcasts, and I'm finally caught up. And wanted to summarize some of the interesting stuff.
Sweet. The Free Talk Live Field Report from Dave Ridley.
Don't let me forget to enter into a conspiracy with you later. Because I've got an idea, Dave, that I think would do both of us good and maybe improve both of our messages.
All right, you two can conspire. Dave, go ahead.
Well, anyway, a couple interesting things. First of all, I guess they've launched their own cryptocurrencies, like Texas Coin or Texas Token or something like that. Which, of course, you know, everyone and their grandmother seems to have launched their own coin now.
Wait, is the coin bigger than all the other coins because it's from Texas?
Let's hope so. I guess it's designed to be interest-bearing, which is one thing that's a little bit unusual. But the main thing that makes that possibly significant is people are always saying, well, if you're going to have your own country, of course you have to have your own currency, which is not true, but...
The UN has the euro, and they all use that, so not necessarily.
Whenever I'm faced with a situation like this, I ask myself, what would George Orwell do? Okay? Because he was really good at understanding the ways... to manipulate society. So what I would say is issue a coin credited on an idea. And if people want to put energy into that idea, then they do it by two ways. They take coin that represents that idea and they trade it with other people, or they store some up. So basically, each idea could become its own marketplace.
I'd like a marketplace of ideas, Dave. Sorry.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, they're doing something there. And then the other thing is, for a while, their president, Daniel Miller, has been predicting that it's probably about 60% support for independence among voters in Texas. And what happened was the poll actually did show exactly, when it came out later, it showed exactly 60%.
Nice.
The guy completely nailed it with his prediction. So,
nice.
So apparently that raises his credibility level.
That's impressive.
What was because they did a poll like that here in New Hampshire. What was the overall on New Hampshire compared to Texas?
It was only 29% here.
Okay, but still, that's up from whatever it was previously, right, as far as we knew?
Right, yeah, and 42% of New Hampshireites won a referendum on it, on
nice.
Independence.
Wow. I love that, like, the polls are showing progress of the ideas of freedom, that more and more people are coming around to, hey, something is wrong with the system. Not only is something wrong, but it's so wrong that the only way for us to really get out from under it is to break up, is to have the national divorce.
Peaceful divorce, yes.
Yes, peaceful.
Peaceful divorce.
Yes.
We don't want to hurt you. We just want to go home. We don't like this country that you're running, because you people are all horrible. Absolutely horrible.
I want to be able to have ideas that differ from other people, and as long as I'm not hurting anybody or harming anybody's property, just be okay, be able to go on with my life, and that should be all that there is to it, and that's called freedom. For whatever reason, that doesn't seem to be what the majority of the people in the United States of America want.
So what if you did this? Create a coin, give it an arbitrary name. I would go with karma, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But basically, and issue it yourself, and basically espouse your ideas. And when you're done, say, if you think these are good ideas, then buy some of my coin, and we can participate in the market together. And we don't care what anybody else does. Okay, but you can't trade this stuff for dollars. Because we don't want to do what's illegal in their market.
Dave, I know you have more to say, but I don't know if, you know, do you have time to stay?
He doesn't know if I'm going
to
win.
I'd love to let you finish.
I'm sorry.
I always have time to talk.
Awesome. Hang on then, Dave. We'll bring you back. That's Dave Ridley of the Ridley Report. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm having a revelation.
You're having a something. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. you here. It's free for you to listen if you're listening to the radio or you've tuned in on the internet and you're already paying for your ISP. It's talk because, well, that's what we do. We talk. And it's live, as in every night, 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. There's folks here talking about the ideas of peace, prosperity, freedom, and liberty. And thank you for tuning in and listening. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nobody who understands exactly what's going on in the world today.
And Nikki.
Nobody knows.
603-283-6160. We're going to talk about
nobody.
We're going to talk about more stuff, but let's bring Dave Ridley of the Ridley Report back on because he had called in to give us the update on Texit. And I don't know if you ever even started, Dave.
Yeah, a couple other takeaways from what's going on with Texit. Daniel Miller also reported that they were at single digits. Like when they first got started in the 90s, like mm-hmm. the late 90s, they were pulling in the single digits in terms of people that wanted independence. And just because they'd been there for so long and because they were preceded by an unpopular movement that at least got some media attention, maybe, the idea that's been on the table for so long, it's had time to get up, you know, to 60% of general voter support. And I think it's just the earlier you start and the more you do, the earlier you do it. I think that may be the motto or the lesson.
Well, nobody touched on something earlier, and that is, marketing, right? These ideas, you know, don't just sort of spread themselves. I mean, they do if they're really good ideas. But, like, there has to be, like, somebody championing for these ideas. What is the driving force, do you think, in your opinion, of this, you know, new rate, the 60% folks who support the idea?
Oh, well, I mean, I think it's historical, probably. It's just that Texas was independent for a while. That's a big factor. And, of course, they have the Alamo. So there's this thing, you know, like Churchill used to say, if your nation goes down fighting, it always rises again. And, of course, it, you know, in a sense, it went down fighting during the Confederate Wars as well.
Mm-hmm.
This
time it went down without a fight.
The other thing is that I guess the Scotland numbers were, like, Scotland was only at about 25% in support of independence in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
That's my understanding. Correct me if my numbers are wrong. But, of course, by the time the vote happened in 2014, because it was a real thing, the support went up to about 49%. So it just has to be made real for people, and then over time it just becomes normalized. I think that's my theory.
So then that leads me to the next question is, are there any lessons that NH exits can learn from the Texit people and vice versa? Is there anything they can learn from NH exit?
Well,
I know, tough one, right?
I guess ideologically I would certainly prefer that they were not so focused on a militarized border. I think the Texit people are pretty anti- They really want their immigration paperwork. They're really all about that, you know. So I think they might tighten down immigration if they got into power, and that's not. I don't think that's a good thing. But of course, if it's Texas and it's a different country, it's not entirely my business anymore, right?
I mean, it depends on how you look at it. Because to me, I'm thinking that it is kind of your business because. It's similar to something that we're trying to accomplish here in New Hampshire. And so, you know, I don't even care who the first state is. Yeah, it would be great if New Hampshire was the first state to actually succeed.
I would feel good about that.
I would feel good.
First one
but I would feel good if it was the second or the third or the fifth or what, you know. I think it's going to take two.
Well, I'll tell you what. If every state that wanted to have a conspiracy to get rid of the government quickly... Okay, and quietly, and most importantly, peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you do it. Issue a Bitcoin Cash token. Okay, and basically go out and do activism. Go out and convince people. Go out and tell them you've got a better idea. And if they want to reinforce that idea, if they think you're delivering a good message... What they should do is buy some of your coin. Okay. Or if they think you're doing anything else that makes them deserve good karma, buy some of their coin. Okay? And what those decentralized organizations could do is say, okay, somebody made this contribution to our cause. Okay? So now I have more of this crypto. I'm going to issue it to somebody else I see doing good work. By your judgment, nobody else's. Spend your karma the way you earn the karma, the way that actually feels right to you.
Karma coin.
I do really like the concept of the karma coin. You know, and that's kind of how, you know, it'd be nice.
More or less, that's how every religion in the world has ever spread. They've spread by spending money, whether it was on getting their message out, contacting people, having a nice space for people to meet, all of the things that we as libertarians haven't troubled ourselves very much to do. And we wonder why it's hard to get our message out. It's because we kind of scoff at the tricks all the other religions use.
Well, and it would be nice if instead of being evil made you rich and gave you, you know, a lot of wealth. Mm-hmm. If people could get wealth by doing good things and being a good person and helping the community and moving things forward.
Incentivize positive reinforcement.
And here's how you do that. Okay? When you give somebody karma coin, you're saying, I support what you're doing. So if the government comes to you and says, I want some of your karma coin, say, I don't support what you're doing. It's against my religion to trade with you.
Nice. Dave, your thoughts?
The other answer to your question that's really a better answer, is Daniel Miller actually probably answered it, and he said that the what he recommended that the NH Exeters do, I think that's what he said, this is what he said, is that basically we've kind of probably passed the point where we really need to be convincing people. It's more a matter of finding the people that already agree with us and mobilizing them.
That's how you mobilize people, is you get them resources to work with.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
We need to fight for freedom like freedom fighters.
Any final thoughts on Texas, Dave?
That is all.
Awesome. Okay, can I ask you a question, Dave?
Yeah.
We've had some disagreements about the role of at least acknowledging the possibility that there's violence in our future should have on our ability to speak. And there's some things that I was saying that you asked me not to say anymore. So being a contrarian, I'm not going to stop expressing ideas because somebody else asked me to, but what I will do is I will debate the piss out of you on air anytime you want to, and if we can both get our ideas out with respect, I think we can stay friends.
Hey, Dave, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A gas station in Oklahoma City is the first in the nation to sell regular unleaded for less than $3 a gallon. The price at the pump sits at $2.97 at one 7-Eleven corner store there. Nationwide gas prices have dropped for the seventh straight week. Drivers are paying about $1 less per gallon compared to the peak, which was reached on June 14th. The United States says it will pursue Russia's offer to discuss a prisoner swap for Brittany Griner. Secretary of State Antony Blinken making that vow at a foreign minister's meeting in Cambodia on Friday. Griner facing 9 years in prison after pleading guilty to bringing marijuana cartridges into Russia. Milwaukee will host the Republican presidential nominating convention in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is cheering the latest monthly jobs report, calling it outstanding.
Today, there are more people working in America than before the pandemic began. In fact, there are more people working in America than any point in American history.
The economy adding 528,000 jobs in July, and unemployment ticked down to 3.5%. Republicans, meanwhile, are not happy with a reconciliation bill that Democrats plan to work over the weekend to get passed in the Senate.
It's an article of faith with Democrats that when they have power, they're gonna raise taxes, they're gonna spend money, and they're gonna grow government. I mean, that's what they do.
South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune speaking at a Capitol Hill briefing. South Carolina's Lindsey Graham also saying the bill will not lower inflation and will make things worse. The Dow ending the week on an up note at the closing bell, gaining 76 points on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, Nobody, and Nikki Sunshine. I want to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix, because Freedom's Phoenix is your source for all news. Economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, which we're going to talk about coming up, and more. Get today's headlines all in one place, and from a fresh libertarian perspective. You can find this and more over at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. freedomsphoenix.com. All right, so speaking of economic news and insane government spending, I made mention at the bottom of the first hour, I asked a question, and that is, does the USA stand for Ukrainian sugar daddy account?
Seems like it.
Why do I ask that today? Well, August 5th, 2022, according to Reuters.com, exclusive. U.S. readies new $1 billion Ukraine weapons package. So, first of all, some things occur to me. Number one, there seems to be a federal government movement towards disarming citizens, that is commonly referred to as gun control, which I think should be referred to as what it is, which is citizen disarmament, which is what they are attempting to do. Yet at the same time, for whatever reason, the same government wants to throw another, this isn't the first time, but another $1 billion at the Ukraine for this weapons package.
Isn't it ironic?
Like, they want you disarmed, but they're going to throw $1 billion at the Ukraine. From Reuters, the Biden administration's next security assistance package for Ukraine is expected to be $1 billion, one of the largest so far. So far.
Yikes.
It's not even the first. And there could be more. And it will include munitions for long-range weapons and armored medical transport vehicles, three sources briefed on the matter told Reuters today.
So, you know what? I don't want to get off topic, but earlier we were talking about taxation.
Yes.
And how people get really caught on taxation because they think that people won't voluntarily, you know, give up money for programs that will benefit the common good, like necessary programs.
Sure.
Right? But most of our tax dollars are not going towards necessary programs.
They sure aren't.
Most of our tax dollars are going towards paychecks and things like this. We don't need to be doing this. This isn't for the American people. This isn't even for the greater good of the world. This is to murder people.
Yes.
Most of the American tax dollars go to literally murder people, to murder children and babies and blow up people overseas. How is that necessary? So I'm being robbed and extorted so the U.S. government and the U.S. military can murder people? I don't consent to that.
No, me neither.
And neither should anyone else.
And I never have. And you're right. People have been brainwashed into believing that for whatever reason, taxation equals charity organization.
And it doesn't, you know.
It never has, and it never will. There will never be a time when taxation equals charity work.
No, because what the government is doing is specifically to violently monopolize the market of doing good things, force everybody else out of that market.
Right.
How evil is that? To try and take they kill us by our love.
So imagine this. Let's just say there's a listener out there that is totally on board and like wants to see Ukraine get all these weapons. $1 billion worth.
Send them some money.
Weapons.
Start a coin. Sell it. Well, and when you see a Ukrainian doing good things for his country, give him some of this coin personally. And as long as you value that,
that's what I'm getting at, though. No,
market,
I'm getting
keep putting
at,
energy into it.
I'm getting at the fact that people who are fully on board and want these Ukrainian people to have more weapons, they should give them their own weapons. Right? Go into your gun closet, get your guns, and ship them over to the Ukraine. Or better yet, if you believe in the fight that's going on, go over there and fight the fight yourself.
Yeah.
You do not, in any way, shape, or form, get to tell other people to do that. You do not, in any way, shape, or form, get to tax other people and force them to pay for it. If you believe in it so much, and it means so much to you, why aren't you over there doing something about it yourself personally, instead of relying on the force of government to extort your family, your friends, and people you've never even met, so that the Ukraine can have $1 billion worth of weapons?
And you know what? I think the involvement in violence is never a good idea. So even if the U.S. or whatever other military wants to be like, well, you know, we have to go to Afghanistan or we have to go to Ukraine, because we're protecting people and we're on the good side and we're going to help people and Russia's doing all these evil things and we have to help these
and
people.
And you're doing
it's
all
not
those
help.
Same things.
Exactly.
The U.S. government. Because, okay, you're complaining about one person locked up for weed. How many people do you have, America? How many hostages? And why? Tell me why. In 2022, are people still locked up for drugs? You're right that Putin's a monster to do it. Now, why don't you stop being monsters yourselves?
You know,
and maybe somebody will listen to you.
And that's so interesting because, and I don't even know why I didn't put that together. But everybody is so pissed about that basketball chick.
But nobody cares
up.
If it happened to you here.
Exactly. actually, there are still thousands of people incarcerated in the United States for marijuana crimes, victimless marijuana crimes. You know, they're nonviolent crimes, but nobody complains about that. You never hear people talking about that.
If you To make the world a better place, figure out how to get the freedom fighters out of U.S. clutches. What do we have to do? We need Assange back. We need Snowden back. We need these people. And they want to take them away from us. And I don't understand why people aren't out in the streets about that. Now they're trying to take Ian. You know, they're just taking people. That's all it is. It doesn't matter that some old men wrote some words on paper, most of whom were degenerates, lunatics. You know, Madeleine Albright, when asked if achieving her narrow political gains, whatever the hell they were, if she thought it was worth exterminating 500,000 children, to accomplish whatever the hell she accomplished, she said, I think it was worth it. These people are psychopaths. They're telling you straight out that they're psychopaths, and you'll lick it up like little puppy dogs.
It's true. It's all very true. And I do not know where the people who support freedom are outside of, you know, some anarchists.
They're in New Hampshire.
And some libertarians here in New Hampshire.
We don't like to do what needs to be done. Nobody wants to water the tree. You know? But if somebody doesn't water the tree's going to die. You know? But the problem is, you know, we're not the kind of people to do that. And that's what gives them the biggest advantage when we let the ball stay in the government's court is we say, okay, you can do whatever you want to me by violence, but I'm going to try and stop you by any means necessary.
Make America the land of the free again. That would be nice.
Or make New Hampshire the land of the free, because America's doomed.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way. It's the Friday night edition.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back. It is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nobody.
And Nikki.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been over on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, that's a video sharing website, to compete directly with YouTube, and it is really taking off with over a million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's infamous crackdown for not towing the government line on all things COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down from that platform at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey video channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app over at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Visit video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today. That's video.freetalklive.com. We can talk more about, anything that we've talked about already, plus this new $1 billion, apparently, that's going to go to the Ukraine. But first, let's go to the phones and some of the fun. We've got Alu Axelman calling from New Hampshire. Alu, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. So last night, Mark Edge did the show from Florida with his friend Henry.
Yes.
And it was a good show, as always, although obviously some of the less pro-liberty stuff that Henry was saying was getting my nerves, obviously. But I wanted to rebut his rebuttal to my article, because it was pretty nice of him to read my article and give my site, libertybuck.com, a shout-out, and the book, Throw the Fascism, a shout-out.
You're going to re-rebut? Okay, yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
Exactly. So the first thing I would say is Henry said that when I complimented him for being smart, I was condescending. I didn't mean to be condescending. I didn't think he was pretty smart, very well-spoken. You mentioned Bayer's. I do think Bayer's does require a doctor to fill it out and or sign off on it, but I could be wrong, so I'm hoping to be corrected if I could see a source for that. The article, I don't know if you mentioned it, the article has like 100 sources or more, and like they're pretty legit sources and studies and all that stuff.
Yep.
The article also seems to mention that masks work. I published another article on libertyblog.com just called Masks Don't Work, and it's also in my book. And there are like 14 studies, and they all show that.
I've actually read that article of yours. Yeah, I've read that Masks Don't Work article of yours, and it was really good. I thought it was well-sourced, too. I did check out some of the sources, and it seemed to check out. So go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I was surprised when I looked at the studies. I was surprised that N95 masks also have essentially no significant efficacy. It's pretty much negligible. So I thought they would work better because, you know, we wear them in hospitals, but they don't really work. Also, another big thing that Henry kind of glossed over or didn't really explain or didn't seem to believe is that the COVID cases are overcounted. So I said they're overcounted by maybe a factor of 1,000 or maybe even a factor of 1,000,000. And I explained in my book how there are three primary ways that the COVID cases were overcounted.
Okay.
The first one was the PCR tests were cycled like 45 times instead of 20 times, which can give you, you know, like a billion-fold positivity rate because it's exponential every cycle of the PCR test. The second, and that was nothing. The second big one was they were paying off hospitals like $7,000 for a COVID case, I believe, or like 13,000 for admissions and 39,000 for ventilators, I believe, extra payments from CMS, the Medicaid, Medicare services, the federal government for deaths. So death certificates, and again, I have all the sources in the book. A lot of doctors do death certificates and pathologists and all that stuff, and everyone else in hospitals were saying that they were really being pressured for the money from the administrators of the hospital to report everything was COVID. But that's nothing. Those two things, the money and the PCR test. The big reason why I say it's overcounted by potentially 1,000,000 or 1,000,000,000 is they stopped using tests whenever there was a symptom. They said, we if there's any of these symptoms, the following list of symptoms I'll give you in a second, we can be 100% sure it's COVID. You don't even need a test.
Oh,
that
didn't
call that admission of that or that death COVID. You know what the symptoms are? Difficulty breathing, but also weakness, rapid heart rate, rapid breathing,
very common symptoms for what could be many things. I did not know
that. But there's no such thing as a conspiracy. The science is settled.
And you know what's interesting? So working in the hospitals during COVID, working in the COVID units, what we saw was the flu just completely went away. So there was nobody testing positive for the flus anymore
because
we weren't really testing people for the flu. We were only giving them a COVID test. So from what I saw, it seemed like people who had the flu, we were looking at these people, this person definitely has the flu, but they just got labeled with COVID. So I do believe that a lot of people were misdiagnosed with COVID in that the tests were completely faulty and people who were completely healthy were testing positive. So,
and at the same time, suddenly vaccinated people are dropping dead.
Go ahead, Alu.
And nobody, and Nikki, you both just engaged in conspiracy theories, and the Alex Jones trial just proved the set of precedents like a day or a few days ago that you can be held liable in civil court for like $5.6 million in damages for any conspiracy theory or a lie that goes against the government.
Isn't that something?
Well, I would love to, you know, I welcome anybody who disagrees with these ideas to sue me for libel, and let's have it out under mediation from arbitrary mediators. And this is how that would work. Okay? If we argue about it in public, and if people think I've wronged you, they give you money, and if people think you've wronged me, they give me money.
No, the taxpayers have to cough up the money.
Well, they can do that, and this is how we take that out of the tax system. They do it by donating to my church in my coin, and we track, you know, we track how much karma people have donated to the church, okay? And that money is not taxable.
Right,
you're putting your energy into a church.
Did you have a further point?
I'm sorry.
I just thought it was kind of funny going back to the Alex Jones trial because I was reading through an article that I found on it, and I'm like, dang, you know what? I've said all of this stuff on the radio,
wow,
but dude, I'm not rich, so they're not going to come and sue me. They're going to sue Alex Jones. Granted, mm-hmm, Alex Jones probably has more of a platform and an audience than we do on Free Talk Live, but I'm like, oh, wow, I better be careful, or the, you know, so-called victims are going to come sue me.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about
what you safe. Nobody can save you now.
We'll talk about
all
what the government...
All you got to do is put your money into a church coin.
We'll talk about what the government considers a conspiracy. Alu, I thought you had another thing that you wanted to bring up. What was it?
Well, I think the last thing I was going to say was I did print out a few of the updated books with the four new chapters for July 2022 updated for the fascism. So I printed out a few. I could give them to you guys locally for like $4 or like $20.
Well, that's awesome.
So if you guys find me, I always have them on me.
Roger that. And if people want to read your books or find out more about you, what website can they go to?
Yeah, all the books books on Amazon, on Kindle and paperback, and some on audiobook, and we're working on all of them. AllTheBackSchool.com, NobodyBlocks.com, and you can find me on Twitter and Facebook.
All right. Thanks for the call. We appreciate you, man. Alu Axelman of TheLibertyBlock.com, published author and super guy.
Absolutely.
Certainly a purveyor, a freedom fighter, particularly in word. I've read his work. We've covered several of his articles here on Free Talk Live. So let's move right along. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Let me get off the speakerphone. Yes, I just want to bring up that New Mexico is the only last state with an unpaid state legislature.
So I know, really? And nobody, you'll know this before I will. What?
Yeah, they're unpaid by the government. Somebody's paying them.
What do the New Hampshire legislature, they don't make really
$100 a year.
$100, that's what it was. Okay. So you're telling me, Sarah, that the legislators in New Mexico don't get paid at all?
I'll bet you they do.
Well, the only thing they get really paid is per diem, which is for travel, mileage, and hotel.
How many of them are going to get jobs with corporations after they leave office?
I do not know, and that's what they're accusing them. Everybody's treating them like they're a crook.
They are.
You get paid anyway under the table.
Well, they live by stolen money. See, when you're a government and you have a B under your bonnet as to what people should do, you go out and you stick a gun in somebody's face, you steal the money, and you use it for what you think is important by taking away their ability to spend it on what they think is important. So that's the definition of a thief. They are thieves. And one of the ways they get paid is by getting good-paying jobs at corporations for all the stuff they stole for them while they were in office.
They do.
Wait a minute. I mean, are you playing the... accusing every one of them being a corrupt politician?
Well, you can't be a politician without corruption because you literally engage in extortion to get your money. You tell the taxpayer, the poor bastard, you pay for my bad products that you don't want, or I will kidnap you and throw you in a cage.
Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. We appreciate it. It turns out that the New Mexico legislature does get a pension plan that's pretty sweet as well. More Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.